When I think about my dream job, I have many things that come to mind. Initially, a long time ago, my dream job was to be a movie critic or even a food critic. Why? Because I love to analyze things. I love to think about my experiences, and I like to make recommendations to people when I really love something and when I'm not happy with something that I've experienced, whether it is a restaurant, a certain dish, a movie, or a series that I've seen, I feel the need to break it down and tell everybody exactly how I feel. So, I realized that I didn't know how to become a critic, so I kind of abandoned that dream pretty quickly. I couldn't see a clear path to it, so I stopped thinking about that around high school. Now, my dream job kind of incorporates that. I still love to analyze and I still love to make recommendations to people, but now I think about my opinions and my recommendations and my experiences in a way that can be used for the greater good. I would like to be a policy analyst. What really concerns me is when there are certain truths that people observe, certain problems in the world, certain issues that people would like to solve that seem to have solutions, but for some reason we don't see any progress. This seems to be true about many things that I've observed. The education system in America, international development, certain issues in government, things like that. So I went to college and I studied political science, among other things. And now, my dream job is to be a political analyst. Whenever I see strong female political analysts really being unashamed to speak their minds when they are well-educated and they know exactly what they're talking about, people like Angela Rye, who is a political commentator on CNN and who has her own consulting firm, people like her really inspire me to do my dream job. I would love to do something similar to that. So, hopefully, 10 to 15 years, even if it takes 20 years, I'm patient. I would just like to one day see myself as someone who makes recommendations to the government, who works for international organizations, and really does the work, does the research, and eloquently gives opinions, recommendations, and studies that could someday help other people in the world.